for everybody, and you bought that? See what I mean about a con man? And I knew this was happening on the first day. Remember when he saw multitudes that did not exist? Remember at the inauguration? I mean, you know what? It was bad enough when Republicans didn't believe in climate change, but counting? Counting is settled science. I am not going to budge on that. But this is what happens when you elect, right, a malignant narcissist as president. He cannot imagine a reality that doesn't match his perceptions. That was the most people he ever saw in one place. So it must be the most people who ever gathered anywhere. That's why he thinks he has a big dick. It's the biggest one he has. Although, honestly, doesn't everything about this man just scream micro dick? You know, the bragging and the buildings with my name on it and at the debates. Yes, he was talking about his dick at the debates. That guy is president. Remember that? There's no problem. I guarantee there's no problem. I think there's a problem. I think there's a very big problem. I think that's the whole problem. I think this is a man who has never once brought a woman to orgasm, if he even believes such a thing exists. It's rigged. It's rigged. The vagina has been very unfair to me. Very unfair, and I say that very strongly. Very strongly. I'm gonna have a heart attack from this. And you know, I talk to Trump people all the time, and you know, they're not blind to his myriad flaws. But you ask them, well, what do you like about the guy? They always say the same thing. He's strong, alpha, real man. What? Who are you looking at? He's always blaming everybody else, complaining. Oh, it never takes responsibility. I inherited a mess. You inherited millions of dollars, you whiny little bitch. Thank you. Thank you. I'll be doing all my greatest hits tonight. I mean, even when he goes to a disaster zone, remember that? It's all about him. The floods, remember the hurricanes? We're getting very high marks. Everyone floating by says we're doing a fantastic job. Very. What president ever needed to have these, you know, emergency flattery meetings? Have you seen this shit where they call the cabinet together so they can go around the room? You shine with the light of 1,000 suns, my sire. And now the Secretary of Labor would like to say if you... There's a congresswoman from Tennessee who made a speech in front of Trump. She said, Mr. President, thank you for letting us have you as our president. Letting us have you? Jesus, don't get any in your hair. Letting us have you? You know, I guess we forgot that the president is supposed to lift us up, right? Not the other way around, but we are in the other way around. Who has rallies after the election is over? Only this psychopath, because, you know, he gets blue. He sees something on TV he doesn't like, so the staff is like, oh, get me 9,000 drooling idiots in an airplane hangar in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, stat! So he can... one of his rallies. You see, he did one the other day. You know, he lies a lot anyway, but... these things. First of all, he takes great pride.